This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot, as Elliot Shore Parks joins us for a full hour on your radio, the free Odyssey app, and YouTube. Though, were we down on YouTube for like a half an hour there? I was watching our screen up here. I was giving all this credit to Justin over there. If Justin had us off of YouTube, maybe it was just our screen.
He says no.
We were not down, so it's just our screen up here.
Yeah.
All right. I got my eye on you,
yeah,
Justin.
Yeah, it's terrifying. You know? It's not a fun spot to be in.
Your mic's not on. There you go.
It says it's on.
Oh, I can't hear Elliot.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Wrong mic.
Well, that was a great moment.
Now it is.
There Justin, could you clip that video part?
Yeah. Well, I don't know who hid the mic all the way over there.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're hiding mics.
Okay,
yeah,
Howard.
Yeah, I think it was the Reggie White family.
Hello, Elliot.
What's up?
You must have enjoyed BG Day yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was cool. Yeah, I mean, I feel like it couldn't have gone better for BG. It was cool seeing all the people lined up. It was a huge crowd. Ike was saying this as we were walking from the Great American Pub to Colonial. It was like we took over the little town.
Yes. Well, Phoenixville.
Awesome.
Awesome town.
Yeah.
Wish it wasn't so far away.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like the little street there with all the bars.
Everybody having a great time. So the reason this came up, Elliot, the 17 team versus 24, was because BG was on both teams.
Yes.
And it felt like most of the reminiscing yesterday was about 17 mm-hmm. and not 24. So the question just became, what team means more to you? And like for me, it's 17, but it also felt like for everybody else, it was 17 as well.
I mean, it's a great question. It's one I've been thinking about. I was listening to you guys on the way in. And I think there's like the personal side for me and then just like maybe how I would view it more as like a media member. So the personal one for me would be, it is just a truth that the fact I got to experience this Super Bowl with WIP as opposed to 17 I didn't does make it more special to me.
Oh, I forgot that you weren't with us.
Yeah, I got hired after 17.
Yep.
So for me, like the experience, it just felt much more like connected to it.
Can you frame it the way it actually happened? Just say, you didn't hire me till after 17. Can you
Correct.
Say it that way?
I didn't come here until 17.
All right. Sorry.
So there is that component to it. But I also think like in 30 years, I'll probably look back and remember the 24 season more than 17. Like obviously 17 is the first one and you never forget like the first time. But 24, I just think about like Brazil, the White House, being in New Orleans for a week with everybody, the way Eagles fans took that over. And then also, I think the 24 team is going to be remembered for me for two reasons. One, they're just the better team. Like we will remember them as a dominant, great team. And I think there'll be more great Eagles from this team than there was the 17 team. But also, I know the 17 team was like the underdogs. I think 24 was more unexpected for me. And I think I felt happy for the guys on both teams, but like the 24 team was not supposed to win the Super Bowl. And they did. And
so, at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and like you think about where they were when Nick shaved his head and he was going to get fired and how hard it is. And the list of teams that have won Super Bowls with injuries, it's not like a special list. the list of teams that have won a Super Bowl after losing a Super Bowl is really small. So the fact that we went on that ride with the team, like I was there in Arizona when they lost in 22. I was there during the collapse in 23. And like to actually win it in 24, I mean, the Phillies are seeing this now. Like when you miss your chance, it is so, so hard to get another chance. Yep. And so while 17 was underdogs and like the masks, like 24 was a bigger accomplishment in terms of overcoming odds than 17 was.
So, losing your starting quarterback and winning the Super Bowl when the starting quarterback
special, for sure.
When the starting quarterback is an MVP candidate, MVP leader at the time, is pretty tough. The thing that you said, and that you always say one thing that I'm like, oh man, when you said
excited to hear what it was.
Well, when you're saying this year's team was more surprising to you than the 17 team, that's psychotic. Nobody, at least this year's team was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago and was good the year before. They fell apart and they had all of those same players. The 17 team was like out of nowhere.
Right, it
was,
but we weren't good in 16.
Yeah.
But I think that the 24 team, it was so much harder to win it. So for me, the fact that they accomplished it was more surprising. Like 17, once we saw there was something special happening, and I agree the specialness came out of nowhere. Frankly, even the beginning of the season came out of nowhere. Like they weren't supposed to be 11-2 or whatever they were with Carson. But that was like a fresh team. Like there's been special teams before. We've all seen teams in all the leagues have special seasons, right? So it was cool and it was special and it was unexpected. But 24 was like the adversity they had to, like the things pushing that ball up the hill was so much harder than the 17 team. Like the failures they'd been through, the scrutiny. I mean, 17, had they lost the Super Bowl, it wouldn't have been the end of the world.
We
would have been happy they just got there.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It would have been, you know, well, Carson will be healthy in 18. Yeah. Like, you know,
the same way that we were in 22.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Now you're right.
But had the Eagles, like, not made the Super Bowl, had, like, they lost the Super Bowl, I mean, that might legit be it for this team. So I just, for me, I'll remember that more. I'll remember that journey and them, like, doing and them overcoming everything. I mean, they were at legit rock bottom. Like, rock bottom with the collapse, Nick shaving his head, 2-2, the loss at Tampa. And to go from that to now we're talking about the greatest team we might ever see. Yeah. Like, that's pretty unbelievable.
I think sometimes we take the end result and we let that sort of paint a brush over the entire journey as if that's what it was like. The end result, the season was not like what that Super Bowl was.
No, it's just what we were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, where they just dominated every team. And Elliott's point about pushing the rock uphill, while Saquon was absolutely exciting every week, we didn't blow out teams every week. You know, we had tight games where we had to pull it out late in the game. And so I don't know. I just feel like when I think about the 17 team, it seemed like when they got rolling, they steamrolled a lot of teams. Yeah. Like they got the rolling real good. It's like after week 5 or 6, maybe after the Carolina game, they just started steamrolling everybody until Wentz.
Talk about 17 now?
Yeah, the 17
team. Yeah, the Carolina
team.
Game on Thursday night. And after that, they beat like the Bears, the Cardinals, and they
And I feel like the 24 team, they went on a 16 out of 17 stretch. But it wasn't a dominant stretch where you just blew out every team. There were still some pitfalls in there that we had to overcome. Well, and not to mention the internal stuff that was going on.
Well, that's what I was
going to
say. So, like, going into the playoffs in 17, they had the bad outing against the Raiders, which was not good. And obviously, it was like, can Foles do it? We were talking about with this team, like, are they going to have to trade Jalen or AJ? Like, are they going to have to fire Nick? Like,
well, who came up with that question?
Brandon Graham.
Oh. Well, no, he.
Oh, no,
he didn't come up
media
with that
member
question.
Brandon Graham.
We ignored that all BG day, aside from like 3 minutes during our show.
Yeah. Well, he talked about it with Hugh. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Okay. But regardless, I just think to what I just said, like we view it now because they won those final two games by 50 plus points, and I know the 17 team was underdogs, but like. Man, this team was not supposed to do this.
Yep.
So,
215-592-9494. Shy and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's up? What's going on?
Hey, Shy.
What's up, Shy?
I just got back from my long drive and scrolling on TikTok, and I know we're not talking about the Phillies, but I just want to say Bryce Harper, get off
get off the green and get in the batting cage.
Really with you on that.
There it is.
Get off the TikTok.
No, he was golfing yesterday.
Oh, man.
Well, he made a TikTok. Mr. TikTok.
I'm the fun police. He thinks I'm the fun police and thinks I don't know how to have fun. That's just not true.
There's time for fun. Anyway, there's time for work. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to golf later. And I told Jack, I'm a better golfer than Bryce Harper is. I'm not a better hitter.
Wow.
I'm a better golfer.
If Bryce is listening, we might have to set this up.
Yeah.
I hope you're listening. Anyway.
That'd be a big win for Shy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a huge win.
The new shirt.
Anyways,
yeah.
Regarding the two teams, people say there's nothing like your first kid. I have no idea. I don't have kids. I'll put it in this way. There's nothing like the first Super Bowl win. And that team was special. I mean, I'm a little biased. I have a huge painting of, like, the parade, and it shows, like, Bo Allen and Chris Long and Jason Peters and all that. Very cool painting. But to me, there's nothing like the first one. We were supposed to be there, but were we? Like, were we supposed to be there in 2017? We weren't supposed to be there this year, but, I mean, that whole underdog thing just it has a place in my heart.
Well, yeah, I mean,
that's really it.
Preseason, there's no doubt that team was a longer shot to win the Super Bowl than this team was.
Yeah.
Preseason,
yeah,
for
sure. But remember, Doug said it was the best roster he's ever had.
Yes,
everyone laughed
and we all
at
laughed
him.
At him. Yeah. He said it was better than the Packers roster that won the Super Bowl. There's the first part of it. And I think that the crux of it is, do you think the one and done-ness of that team, does it make it more special, or does it make this team more special because these guys are here now? And I think one thing that will determine how this Super Bowl is remembered is what these guys do for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Because if this is the beginning of something, like where they win again and they give us, then this, I think, grows. If it isn't, I think if this is sort of like a one and done, and I can't imagine it would be, but if it is.
I mean, it very well might be. It's like really hard to get back to the Super Bowl.
Well, not, but just like as a team, mm-hmm. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
no,
I
have no doubt in my mind that we'll go back to back. I don't want to jinx anything, obviously, but I.
No doubt.
I mean, the chances they go back to back are extremely slim. Let's just be honest.
Ooh, but I like it, though.
I think the odds are in our favor. And if they do win next year, then I'll change my mind. This will probably end up being my favorite team.
All right.
I mean,
Shai, you got a notable finale for next question today?
I'm surprised it hasn't been said. The Sopranos.
Yeah. I mean, certainly notable.
When you first watch the ending, you're like, what the hell? And then you like start to realize, like, okay, maybe such. I don't want to give anything away because I don't know who's watching.
It's 30 years old.
I respect that, though. I agree, it's past the deadline at this point.
It's way past the spoiler deadline. I haven't even watched one episode of The Sopranos, and I know how it ends.
Yeah, I've seen the ending scene too.
Yeah.
And by the way, The Wire, extremely overrated.
Thank you.
That show sucked.
Thank you, Shy.
No, that
stuff
does suck.
Boring.
Oh no.
Shy's like 20 years old.
Who
cares?
He says it's
fine.
Oh, if he's 20, that definitely matters. I didn't realize his age.
Jack's 23 or whatever.
31.
Yeah, all right.
Friends sucked. I'm sorry you loved it so much.
I didn't love it. Everybody loved it.
I mean, Friends
was
a great show.
Yeah.
Friends versus Seinfeld is a huge debate.
At the time, but everybody watched both.
Well, because you had nothing else to do because you guys were losers.
I'm glad I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it live, I don't think. I feel like I was too young for that.
Watching live.
No, you were not too young.
When Friends was live.
It ended in 2004. It was 20 years ago. You were 20. You were 17.
Yeah, I was 17.
You were in your 30s in 2004,
you weren't watching TV as a teenager?
Would you say I was the target demographic at 17?
I would say, yeah.
I don't think for Friends.
You watched Sex and the City.
Not when I was 17.
Dude, 7 teenagers were watching Friends.
You think the target demographic of Friends
I didn't say
was
it was the target, but I'm saying teenagers were watching that show.
Yeah, somewhere. I was not.
Right. Now, so for the Twitter question here, I'm going to bring up yesterday's because this is a point of contention. Elliot, I want to see if you've come to your senses. So a Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Question was, what is, quote, the play of this past Super Bowl?
Yeah,
69.5% say the Cooper DeJean pick six.
I disagree. I don't know what you want me to say. I see the dagger way more online. It has a way cooler name. The Cooper Pick 6 is a fine name, but that's more of a description than a name.
They should just call that the dagger.
Yeah, but it's not. But it was. You want to know why? The dagger is the dagger. The team itself.
The dagger.
The sideline said, and you, the clip of Nick, if we make this, it's over. They did not view it as over until that dagger. We can think it was over, that whatever. The team itself views that as the dagger.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it the play of the game.
Yeah, I think
the
it does.
The defining play of the game. It's hold on.
The pick six is a cool play for sure. It's an
cool
awesome play.
Yeah. Well,
it's a pick six in a Super Bowl.
It's amazing. I agree. The dagger.
We've seen underthrown touchdown passes.
It wasn't underthrown.
Let me ask you this.
Slightly.
Let me ask you this.
It really wasn't.
Slightly.
When you think about this Super Bowl, what is the overwhelming thought with the game for you?
So I would say dominance, and then I would say defense.
Dominance by
the defense, for sure.
When I think about this Super Bowl, I'm thinking about how dominant the defense was in this game and what is the best representation of the defense, unless you have a huge sack play that led to – now, it led to a fumble and they scored a touchdown.
I was about to go there with you. So I was saying the BG play is viewed as the signature play from the Super Bowl, and the defense wasn't great in that game. Mm-hmm. So I get your point. That look, I think the true MVP of that game, if you could give, was like the defensive side
Hold
of the
on.
Ball, right?
The BG strip sack is not the signature play of the Super Bowl. It's the biggest play in that
I
Super
think
Bowl.
It's,
no, the signature play or the defining moment is the Philly special.
The Philly special, to me, it's actually a perfect analogy. Like,
yeah.
The Philly special and the Cooper pick six are, like, the Philly special is probably viewed as the bigger play. The BG play is the play that ended the game.
I agree.
And the
yes.
dagger is the play that ended the game.
No.
You should talk to Nick Sirianni about this. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't
want to
talk to Nick Sirianni
Why?
About it.
He's the one that said it was
his exact. Perspective is off. He's in the middle of it.
Exactly.
Well, no,
he's the one in the middle of it feeling it. They did not
They're
feel it was
never
over.
Going to admit that they knew the game was
he
over.
He wasn't on a mic, like a public mic there. He was being mic'd up. But
yeah, he was being a coach. They knew the game was over at that point. I mean, like, if you're talking about big plays in the game, and you love to bring up that everybody thinks that Reggie is a Packer outside of Philly, therefore he is a Packer.
Yeah.
Well, everybody outside of Philly thinks the Philly special is the definitive play of that game. Therefore, it is.
I think that's probably closer than this one. Like, the dagger is, I see way more of it online, which you can say that's just what I see, but it is what I see.
Yeah.
It also included the Super Bowl MVP. So, like, that seems noteworthy to me, that the player that won Super Bowl MVP was involved in the play. And it was the play that ended the game, and it has a cooler name.
Well, Tom Brady also won the Super Bowl MVP in the game against Kansas City, where his defense clearly was the reason why they won the game.
Right. You can't give it to the whole side of the ball.
I mean, nine sacks and turnovers.
I agree with you.
All of that. So they gave it to Brady because they had to give it to somebody over there.
But the difference is Jalen was outstanding in that game.
I'm not saying he didn't.
No, I know.
But the defense is what won the game.
So,
they were the dominating.
Let me push back on this a little bit.
The defense wasn't the more dominating side of the football?
The offense was also outstanding. The defense, I agree with you, like, I would put it ahead of
Come
the offense.
On,
the offense was they scored.
Jalen threw.
I didn't say
for
that the offense
yards,
was bad.
Man.
I'm
they
just
were
saying
both great. Is my
the
point.
Defense.
The defense
just
was better.
Just give the defense's credit.
I'm giving the defense credit, but I think
it was the number one defense in the league, by the way.
No, I agree. The defense was outstanding, but the offense also could have won a shootout that game. Like, the offense was also outstanding.
You know why they didn't have to win a shootout?
Because the defense was
yes.
great. But also the defense, the defense also was not playing in a close game because the offense kept scoring. So, like, the defense benefited from that as well. The offense had one turnover. Outside of that, they were very smart with mm-hmm. the ball. So, like, the defense was also helped by the offense. That's the point I'm making.
I don't know what the offense helped the defense other than doing their job by scoring.
The Chiefs were shell-shocked because of the
exactly
defense.
I agree with you.
And the defense scored 7 points, and they got an interception that helped get another 7
Absolutely.
Points. That's 14 for the defense right there.
The defense was outstanding. I'm not diminishing them at all. But the offense was also outstanding, and the Super Bowl MVP was on that side of the ball. So when I think about
the
signature play.
He's probably the third best player in the game.
I mean,
you may go Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat was the best player of the game.
Josh Sweat had a way easier job than Jalen that day. Let's
well,
just be
of course.
Real.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So, like, so Josh had a great game, but Jalen had to manage the entire offensive side of the ball.
He played a great game. He did.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm not saying he didn't deserve the MVP.
Right.
I'm just saying, when I think about that game, I think about how dominant that defense was. And it's no slight to Jalen. He did what he needed to do on that side. But the defense is sort of the feeling I get coming out of that Super Bowl. Man, this was a dominating performance by the defense.
He held Patrick Mahomes to 6 points until the garbage time.
They were outstanding. I completely agree with you. And I do think that you're right. The defense is probably like the thing people remember. But also, Jalen's a huge storyline in that game, too. Like, winning his first Super Bowl, like, you know, coming off of losing the other one, playing outstanding in that game. So, you know, they didn't win the game 27-4. Like, they scored a ton of points.
How the hell do you score four in a football game?
I just made that up. Yeah, it made no sense. Yeah.
Why was it so notable that he played outstanding in that game?
Yeah, two safeties. Yeah.
Why was it so notable that he was played outstanding in that game? He played outstanding the whole year, right?
Notable because it should have silenced all of his critics.
Ups and downs.
But there's two here that still won't give him credit, calling the dagger still underthrown.
Well, it was slightly underthrown.
It was not underthrown.
It was slightly underthrown.
The Barkley pass was underthrown. That one was definitely, that cost me a parlay.
Yeah.
And the Dotson ball.
Well, that Barkley one cost me a parlay. I still remember that.
215-592-9494.
Saquon touchdown.
Yeah. OG Wade, you're on
WIP.
One of
his few mistakes.
What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Mm-hmm. OG, you must have got it. Would you get like a dog whistle out there?
The bat signal?
Yeah, because this is a moment, Ike, that me and you going to have it out right now. Because I think you're going a little too overboard with this Bryce Harper being better than Jalen. I don't remember.
As an individual player, he has been.
Let me land this damn plane now. All right? Because I don't remember a moment where Bryce Harper came up big in the big moment.
Are you kidding me? Are you? He has maybe the most memorable play of the past 10 years. Yeah.
Right. In the World Series, where he tried to hit the ball at the warning track.
That wasn't it. No, right. talk.
How about to get to the World Series?
Yeah.
Hold on. Because Jalen, not in my opinion, factually, outperformed Mahomes in the first Super Bowl.
I agree with you.
In all the playoff games this past year, especially against the Redskins.
Not all the playoff games.
Yeah, hold on.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Not all of them. Half of them.
Not only was he the best quarterback on the field, he was also the best running back on the field in this past Super Bowl.
All right. He wasn't the best running back on the field.
Jalen?
Yeah.
70 yards rushing, two up.
Because the other team had five guys specifically, focused on stopping on Saquon.
you're missing the point. With Jalen's ability to run the ball, that means that the defense don't have it's not a pick your poison type of thing.
Well, Spike also traditionally undersells the benefit of running. So
you gotta learn how to give credit where credit is due.
Where am I not giving him credit at? Where is he not getting credit?
On this one, I'm not talking to you.
Okay, my bad.
He's bouncing around.
Yeah, it's hard for me to keep up with you, OG.
I'm talking to the guy who likes the Syracuse quarterback because he's just as athletic as you are. That's why you like him so much.
Both of us more athletic than you. You know.
I mean, I'm worried about that.
I don't know. All right. Get out of here. Goofball. Yeah, I mean, Bryce has been better than Jalen has in his time here.
As an individual player, yeah.
As an individual player.
No slight to Jalen.
Yeah. So I would agree before everyone, especially you, Jack. But I think it's worth mentioning, like, Jalen is on a Hall of Fame trajectory now. So while Bryce is probably
already in.
I agree.
No, I know. Bryce is probably already in. But, like, it's not as crazy as a conversation as it was like 4 months ago.
I can agree with
sure,
that.
Sure, but
I mean, Jalen has way more
close.
Impact on the game, right? He's probably ranked higher in the sport than Bryce is in his currently, I would say.
Yes.
And he does have a championship. So Bryce is a better player, I guess, but like Jalen.
We're talking about in their time here, Bryce has been better than Jalen has.
I don't know if
individual.
That's true anymore now that Jalen is. No, I'm just. I agree with you, but like it is much closer than I think just like a definitive statement you move away from.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't argue that.
He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback, the most important team in the city.
Yes. Right. And it's a tougher position to play.
Make him better.
It does.
It's like, a more demanding position.
Yeah, it is a hard, like his job is harder than Bryce's job. And he has done it at equally a high level as Bryce has.
No, he hasn't done it equally as high a level. Well, they never. There was never a season where they were like, you know what we're going to do to make our offense better? Not have Bryce hit.
Well, that makes no sense. Well, actually, if you look back at this year. In 2022, Jalen was unbelievable.
I would say that
season is probably equal to a season Bryce has had.
Yeah, except that Bryce has had a number of those seasons.
I would actually say that season was better than Bryce's MVP season.
Well, sure, but Bryce has had a number of those seasons, whereas Jalen's only had one.
But Jalen is also performed in the biggest games where Bryce has not. Like the Phillies did get no hit in the World Series. Like Jalen in these past two games was unbelievable.
Right. Two games.
Good argument. Good argument two by games. You there over there.
Wow. Third highest playoff OPS in baseball
history. He's unbelievable. Yeah, I agree. Bryce is a great player. But I'm
not wondering where you alive back there in the booth.
No.
But the difference
is I'm not diminishing
Bryce.
You said he's done nothing in the postseason, you moron.
Go ahead.
Like you said he did nothing in the postseason. You can say he's come up small after game three in the World Series. Fine. You cannot say he did nothing in the postseason.
I don't think I said he did nothing in the postseason.
That's what you said. He's done nothing in the postseason. That is what
you
said.
You heard me say, if I said that, I didn't mean to say it, because he obviously has been very good
there
in the postseason.
It's okay.
But Jalen has now accomplished.
He's the best to ever walk the face of the earth.
Well, do you want to talk about it or not?
No, like, I don't really want to talk
about
it.
Okay, well, then never mind. Spike
thank
and
you.
Ike. Like,
all right, we got it. We'll be back. We'll be back. 215-592-9494.
Look at this guy.
I like it. I like it. A little bit of fire out of my guy.
Sorry, Jalen won something, Bryce didn't.
For now. Be great.
It's a WIP.
Be ashamed if you didn't do it next year.
With Ike Spike.
God, I hate this.
Just remember why you started.
Yes.
Back against the wall and you're living on a prayer. Backing down from the fight's gonna get you nowhere. Hit the world back harder than the world can consume it. Believe there's power within and keep on bringing the boom. Bring the boom.
All right, no. Get Big Justice out of here. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Are we going to see a full length from AJ and Big Justice, full album?
Do you think they'll go on tour? I mean, you guys would have to go, yeah.
We would absolutely have to go. We'd have to get them in here. 100%.
Yeah. More motivational, that song or the Rocky theme?
Wow, the Rocky.
Not even mine is motivational. Yes.
Oh, it's all about motivated. The whole thing is like,
I just want to say to our friend.
It kind of sounds like a Linkin Park song.
And I think it does a little bit. Yeah. And you know, our. I'm, my friends at our friends at Live Nation, if you want to book AJ and Big Justice to play one of your venues, this show would support it. I can tell you that.
Play out in the hub.
Yeah. Wells Fargo Center? Could this all play?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, sorry. Is it the Xfinity Mobile Center?
Yes, it is the Xfinity Mobile Center. Which it
so
is,
you're just saying Wells Fargo
Center. I think it's the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Xfinity Mobile Arena?
It's not a center anymore. Yeah, okay. It's an
Xfinity
arena,
Mobile.
I believe.
Actually, that sounds better.
Arena.
Xfinity Mobile Arena sounds better. I think the name makes total sense.
I agree.
Yeah,
Xfinity Live is there.
Like. Yes, and the casino is.
Oh, true. Yeah, yep, I think, yeah.
Is and when you're thinking about like Philly, it's a company here. I don't know. Like I saw people talking about it in this era of corporate sponsorships of arenas. I was like,
I think
of all the names
Josh Harris could have picked, there were probably a lot worse. Like you know, some New York based. Like I
remember it's
50-50. Oh, true. Good
with
point.
The Flyers.
Good point.
Who are owned by Comcast.
Right. So Xfinity was always going to be the one.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So, and you remember the Sixers never even said the name of the Wells Fargo Center.
It wasn't, remember, it was like half put on the court or something like that.
It was just the center.
Yeah.
Because they weren't getting any money from it. So,
I respect that a little bit.
Yeah, I think Xfinity Mobile Arena. That is the name. Okay. And we have the Xfinity Mobile the Lounge. Over
yes,
here.
Exactly.
Yes.
Where we do our prep for the shows.
Yep. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot Shore Parks with us here for Tuesdays with Elliot. If you missed it, by the way, we had Doug Peterson on the show yesterday during BG Day, and we're going to replay that for you at 4:30. Great conversation with Doug, who I'd love to have for 2 hours.
Doug's
on the
awesome.
Show.
Like when Doug just talks, like I think towards the end of his time here, he was a little beaten down by like the press and everything. When he just talks and is himself, he's like a fantastic storyteller.
Yes, absolutely. We tried to get him to tell some stories about Ike, but he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it?
They were teammates for a year.
They were?
They were.
Well, like 99, I guess?
Yeah. In the year he started here.
What was Doug like in 99?
Like he was as a coach.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same.
Same dude?
Yeah, pretty much the same.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. A little more jolly back then.
Yep.
You know, I think that was his first opportunity to be a starter. Andy had a lot of respect for him. We knew he was a place card holder for Donovan.
Yeah,
right? We had already drafted five.
He knew.
Yeah, he knew it too. But he was great. He was great. He was great as a teammate. Great as one of those mentors. See, Doug's from that era of the backup quarterback really being the quarterback that everybody on the team liked.
Oh, yeah. Because
most starters back then, you know. Jerks, whatever. And the backup quarterback is back then. Backup quarterbacks.
Like Foles. Yeah. No wonder him and Foles got along so well.
Backup quarterbacks were on teams for like 5, 6, 7, 8 years. As
right.
long as you were a
That's
good
point,
dude,
actually.
You were on the team for a long time.
They don't really, like, backups shift all the time now. That's a good point by you. Yeah, they used to be there like.
Well, whatchamacallit played with us for 10 years. Coy.
Oh, 10 right. years?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. I didn't think it. So.
Think about that now. Backup quarterbacks are usually somebody that you're developing to be the starter.
Right.
Right.
That's a good point. That's changed.
Just as the backup quarterback.
Right. Yeah. Happy to be here.
Just happy to be here.
Happy to be here. So as part of all the interviews that happened yesterday on WIP, one of them was Jeffrey Lurie's first call to WIP in 30 years.
Yeah.
And he
that
did
was amazing.
He did talk about one change. You know, Jeffrey is not like the gameplay guy, but he did talk about one position that the team is intent on bringing back.
Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being a huge part of BG
welcome.
Day.
I have a quick message for John. I miss you, but also, you know
you
what?
Too.
We're gonna try to quietly resurrect the fullback position. Kevin Turner, yourself, maybe Ben can do some things here. We're gonna try for it. How's that?
Thank you, I really do think there's a place for the fullback.
Oh, me too.
It's coming back.
It will dominate.
We all do. Richie.
I was going to cry for a second.
Yeah, Richie is unbelievable.
Elite pandering from Jeffrey Lurie.
So just good.
Thank you.
I mean, exactly.
Yeah, this in the beginning too.
Wait, hit it again.
Whoa!
That's Richie. Yeah, I miss you too.
You talking about Jeffrey there?
Yeah. Well, because Jeffrey said, "I miss you, John," and John's like, "I miss you too."
Wait, play it again.
Two long lost lovers. It was unbelievable.
So you know what?
I do wonder if the running NFL continues, whether the fullback really actually does become
back.
A thing. Yeah.
I mean, they signed someone to play it when Ben Van Summeren got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Kyrie Blassingame, I think his name was.
That's a Super Bowl champion, by the way.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Well, And it was funny when he was.
Like these guys got rings, man. I'm telling you.
Hold on. Did Nicholas Moreau get a ring?
Yeah.
I think so.
He was. He had a jersey
well, nobody
on
got a
for
ring.
The game.
He was active.
Yeah, I think he gets one.
Moreau, wasn't he signed right before the playoffs? Or was it after
the
N'Kobe
I think he got signed after N'Kobe. I think he was.
What a gig.
Maybe right around there.
Listen, Bradbury's just taking his ring and running with it.
Oh, yeah. Bradbury's got one, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and every time they used Van Sumeren as a fullback last year, I was like, wow, this seems like a cheat code. You know, there's just a guy that runs in front of the running back and knocks everybody over. And last thing, there was an article in the Washington Post basically saying that the NFL has the votes to get rid of to get rid of the tush push. And one of the ways that they're doing it is they're making it sort of a wider rule that will make it illegal also for offensive linemen to push the running back further down the field, which I think will make it, you know, we already had a bunch of those penalties where the offensive lineman was too far down the field. And if that is more difficult to navigate, having somebody who is not on the offensive line, who is assigned for blocking down the field, will make a lot of sense, I think.
Well, so the defensive tackle they drafted, Ty Robinson, played fullback 8 times at Nebraska on 8 plays on like red zone, and they scored touchdowns on 7 of them. So I wonder if part of the reason they took Ty Robinson is because they think he can go in there on fullback.
Ty Robinson is a monster.
Yeah, you should watch the plays. I mean, it's honestly not much different. I mean, Mailata is bigger, clearly, but like when you watch him in there at fullback, it would be like putting Mailata back there.
And didn't we bring a rugby guy on? Then we signed a rugby guy.
Yeah, but he's like a linebacker body.
Oh,
he's small. He's smaller. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, still, you know,
man. Ty Robinson is a fullback.
Yeah,
that sounds terrifying.
And they moved Ben Sumeren fully to fullback now. But what I think's interesting about what Jeffrey said there, he like sought that out. You know, he wasn't asked about it. The interview was wrapping up, and he was like, "Oh, I got one more thing I want to say."
Yeah, he did that for Richie. Yeah, you could hear Richie. You could hear the underneath the table here.
I do. I do think Nick is an old school football guy more though. Like I could picture him being into a fullback.
Yeah, I could too. 215-592-9494. Now in this studio right here is look at him. Wait, what's that? What am I looking at here? Oh right. Yes, we will get to that in a moment. Yes, Eagles Insider of the Year stuff about you in just a moment. So in the studio here,
check my phone.
We have three dog guys. You know, Ike's dog guy, Elliot's guy, Kingsley dog guy.
Yes, correct.
I have two dogs. If you are a dog person or a cat person, you care about your pet. For me, I care about nothing more than my pet. My wife is right there, but the pets. Rebel and Scotchy, dogs and cats rule has to be your home, whether it is for supplements, you know, whether, you know, got allergies or maybe joint issues or something like that, whether it is for food, where dogs and cats rule really shines, top of the line stuff, all the new fresh diet stuff as well, whether it's toys for out in the backyard during the summer, whether it's natural flea and tick prevention, dogs and cats rule, dogs and cats rule, dogs and cats rule. And the very, very most important thing there is the staff to give you the answers to the questions that you have. And if you've been to other pet stores, you know the employees there, I'm sure they mean well, they don't have the information and they don't have the patience and they don't have the sort of customer service acumen that the folks over in Dogs and Cats Rule do. I can't recommend them enough. If you care about your pet, Dogs and Cats Rule is a great place to be. There are 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. So you reported on the morning show today.
Yes.
That you think it is likely that Dallas Goedert returns as a Philadelphia Eagle.
I think it's very likely that Dallas Goedert will be playing for the Eagles in 2025.
Hey!
The best way I can put it is
we tried to tell you that this was going to happen for weeks.
That's good news.
Well, but I don't think this was what anybody thought was going to happen. I think this has been like a long process.
Well, it took them a while to get to the point where we already saw where this was going.
Like, the idea of trading him for a draft pick was insane. Yeah.
Not if they would have gotten a good offer.
But they
didn't.
They
no,
were
I know.
Never going to get a good offer.
I think all I can say is I think both sides entered the offseason thinking that they would split up. Now, you guys could be correct that maybe you thought all along the Eagles were playing chicken and they were going to keep him.
No, we're saying is they were never... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
The first time you said it, well, they can get a draft pick for Dallas Goedert, I was like, wait a minute. if they get a draft pick for Dallas Goedert, like, you're assuming that the rest of the league is valuing him in a different way than anybody else is. All we say is the guy's 30 years old, he's injured all the time, and he's getting paid $14 million. How are they going to get a draft pick for him?
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So, okay, well, that's different. Okay,
yes. Yeah. Right. It seemed unlikely they were ever going to get a draft pick for him and that he was worth way more to just be on the Eagles roster than anything else.
Yeah, but I do think if they – now, you obviously ended up being correct that they did not get a good trade offer for him. All I was saying all along is they were very open
trying to
trade him, and Goddard was also open to going somewhere else that would pay him. Now, that didn't happen.
Well, the Eagles' messaging certainly wasn't – that Dallas Goedert is going to be back here. So it always felt like they were certainly looking to move on.
Do you think this is a... So we take the Hassan Reddick situation, maybe even not Hassan Reddick, the Josh Sweat situation. Yeah. Didn't they tell him he could go out and find a trade or whatever? And then at the back of the mind, they're like, good luck.
Right.
I wonder if they didn't want to pay him this. They went up to Dallas Goedert and they're like, we don't want to pay you this. And he's like, fine, then trade me. And they're going to go... absolutely, we will try and trade you. And they, because it was no secret they were trying to trade him, right?
Nope.
They made sure everybody knew they were trying to trade him, knowing full well in the back of their mind, we ain't going to get anything for him. And knowing full well that they could at least approach Dallas after trying to trade him to get him to take less money to make it an easier situation for him to.
I think that could be it. But okay. I also think that they did sign two free agents early on at the position. I think they wanted to draft a tight end. Now you can give them credit for not going against their board and reaching for a tight end. The board just didn't fall their way. If the board fell their way, this could be a very different discussion. So I agree with you that, and I think a difference too is there is times like Hassan Reddick. The Eagles were never giving Hassan Reddick anything. They were always going to move on from Hassan Reddick, right? Mm-hmm. I think with Goddard, he does have people in the building that are big fans of his. So I think they would welcome him back in a way, maybe other contract disputes we've seen where the Eagles are basically we're not super interested in having you back. And I think your point's correct that maybe Howie thought, yeah, you can go try whatever you want. I know how this is going to play out, and it's going to be advantageous for me.
Mm-hmm. 215-592-9494. Last thing with you, Elliot. We talked about this briefly yesterday, Saquon. Mm. Now, I want to do this carefully, because honestly, Saquon can do whatever he wants. Saquon gave us a Super Bowl. The last season doesn't happen without Saquon. He is having the time of his life this offseason. Saquon's been around. Video mm-hmm. him with Timothy Chalamet. Looks like he's having a pretty good time.
Great time, yeah. Well, did you see he puts his hand up and is like, let's not record this?
Yes. Yeah.
Too late, Saquon.
Yeah. The Met Gala. Just said anyone who's like, Saquon, want to come out and be Saquon? He's like, yes. It's like his last offseason was committed to one thing, showing that he was Saquon Barkley. This offseason has been committed to celebrating what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that compared to the touches, I just think we're heading into a season with Saquon where I would be more surprised than not if he's great this year.
So I think it depends how you define great, I guess, right? It would be pretty surprising if Saquon ever had a year like he did last year. Mm-hmm. That just statistically, I do think though, Saquon is clearly someone that I would be very surprised if Saquon showed up to camp out of shape or anything like that. So I get what you're saying. We're seeing a lot of Saquon, partying here, doing this. I understand, but I just from being around Saquon for a year and watching his whole career, he seems like he's always been somebody that's in great shape.
Yes.
I agree with you.
He never won a Super Bowl before.
I would, yeah, that's fair. I would, what would you set the over-under at for yards for him next year? It's 1,300?
If we get 13, I'm happy.
Yeah, I think it's low.
Yeah, I'm saying realistically, and it was the healthiest season of his career.
Yep.
And the thing we brought up yesterday was the Hamels offseason after 08, mm-hmm. which is he had every commercial thing and blah, blah, and he had the season from, I wouldn't say season from hell, but he didn't have a great season next year. And it was pretty, now I don't think Saquon will be as controversial, but I'm thinking more 1,000. Because
now are you factoring he's probably going to get hurt?
I'm factoring in the 507 touches, the offseason where I'm sure he'll come in shape, but there's just no way he can be as committed to
as he was last year.
As he was last offseason, just physically.
And it's hard to talk about this without bringing up they also just cut him a massive check.
Yes, right? Which I think is a negative.
I think is a mistake. I would not have done it. I get he deserves it and all that, but the Eagles are not normally in the business of paying for past production, mm-hmm. which is what they're doing here. So, I mean, if I told you right now you could sign up for, what would be the number you would sign up for? 1,200?
Well, for me,
but that's all you're going to get. It can't be more.
For me, it's if he can be healthy at the end of the season,
You don't care. If he's just healthy going into the postseason, that's good enough for you.
I mean, really, because the passing offense is going to have to do more this year anyway. Mm-hmm. Even if he didn't have this offseason, from a touches standpoint, whatever. So, yeah, I would sign up for 1,200 yards. What would you?
1,750.
Whoa.
Total yards.
Well, he doesn't catch the ball that much.
Not here.
What did he have last year?
Yeah. Yes.
He needs to start catching the ball more.
Yeah. I think 1,750 would be... If he has 1,750 after having, what did he end up with? 20-something? 48 or whatever it was, right?
We had 2048 rushing yards.
Yeah. I think if you could get 1,750 total yards out of Saquon next year, there's a positive to that in the way that's a great year, but I don't know what that 2026
now,
looks
now,
like.
Now, think about this. Think about this. When I say total yards, rushing and receiving,
yep,
that's 100 yards roughly a game, rushing and receiving. Saquon shouldn't be able to get 100 yards.
Well,
rushing
well,
and
the
receiving.
Saquon we saw last year, absolutely. I just...
Well, yesterday you were like 10, 15 touches the first four games.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden that 100 yards becomes even more... Then
you average like 10 yards a touch or whatever.
No, it just means as the season goes on, he's going to get stronger.
Okay.
Right. So you think like a slow start to the year, but then yes. He has like 150, 130.
I would purposely not use him as much early.
Yeah.
I think that's what they'll do.
That's how we.
They just have to be committed to it.
They tried last year.
Yeah.
Well, it's clearly tough for them in game too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, like they go in.
Well, yeah, because if you can't get a damn first down, then yeah, we got to turn around and hand the ball to him.
So interesting.
Well, Jalen was the best third down, one of the best third down quarterbacks in the NFL. So it's not an opinion; it's a stat. Yeah.
Well, best.
Elliot has all the stats.
Again, best is not a stat.
Like, well, he had the sixth best quarterback rating in the NFL on third down, and he was the best.
Well, that doesn't make him the best.
He was also the best rushing quarterback in the NFL on third down.
What does best mean?
The best means like number one.
No.
I said one of the best.
What is the number?
He's saying, what's the number?
Oh, what was his quarterback rating, you're saying?
No, you're saying, okay, so you're saying he is sixth
in
quarterback rating.
He had the sixth best passer rating in the NFL on third
down. And then you
said
he was the best runner on third down.
Yes.
What does best mean?
Oh, okay, so if you look at total rushing first downs, he was number one. And hold on,
hold on. How many
were
tush push?
And then if you also look at first down runs over 5 yards, he was number one as well.
Okay. That's a good stat.
Thank you.
That one is a good stat.
Thank you.
The first one, not so much. The second one, not so much.
Yeah.
It makes him one of the best on third down.
I said he's one of the best quarterbacks.
You said the best.
I caught myself, if you look, and I went back.
All right.
Because I know anything other than, fourth is not good enough, right? Yeah.
Well, not when you're saying the best.
He was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL on third down.
It's just a lot. And I love Saquon, so I'm not going to say I got my eye on you. But if it were anybody else... I would be saying, I'm monitoring. Put it this way, I'm going to use a
watching
Jack phrase.
Watching you, Saquon!
I'm monitoring the situation.
I do think like everybody needs to lower their expectations for next year. Like all these calls that are like, we're definitely going
to lower expectations. What do you mean by that?
Like, they're probably not winning the Super Bowl. So like a successful year next year to me would be make the playoffs, hopefully win a game or two, and like, that's kind of it. Like, that should be the bar.
So that's what we should tell everybody going into the
season? No. But I'm saying, like, I think they have earned a year where if they don't win the Super Bowl, like, there's not going to be a whole, Jalen's not the guy. Like,
listen, nobody does that here but Spike.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he does that.
Exactly right.
Secondly, we don't go into seasons after winning the Super Bowl saying, you know what, if you make the playoffs, it'll be all right.
Just being realistic.
We don't do that around here.
We
won't back-to-back.
I get that.
Back
Everyone wants that. I would love to be in Super Bowl week with you guys again. That was fun. But
repeat champs. When's the last time we had repeat champs? Chiefs?
In the NFL? Or
Chiefs.
Chiefs, right?
So it just happened, yeah. Well,
I'm trying to think. So it's only really been the Chiefs and the Patriots.
Yep.
Come on, man. Yeah. We're trying. Listen.
Well, that shows how hard it is.
We are, but what I'm saying is.
Cut that audio.
Where we are right now, and this is where you guys got to get comfortable. Because I think you're still uncomfortable with success. That's how great this team is. That's how great we're going to be moving forward. This is our era of football. So to go into a season where you don't expect to win the Super Bowl every year, that's the old Eagles. We don't do that anymore.
So
when our team is as young as it is, as talented as it is, as stacked and dominant as it was last year, you know what? They better find a way to get back to the Super Bowl and win it. Because I look at every other team in this league and I say, you know what? They're all looking up at the Eagles from a talent standpoint. They're looking up at the Eagles.
Honestly, you completely changed my mind.
That's
a great point. Yeah, that's going to be my new opinion. I agree with that.
We're going to have a strong year, you and I.
People
think they're seeing how the sausage is made.
I mean, they are the new, they have the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yes.
Like,
don't be a coward.
You're right.
Elliot.
It's a great point.
All right, Elliot.
I mean, Mahomes may be on his down
Wait, Elliot, is
he
cooked?
29?
Yeah. Jalen made sure that happened.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that shows how hard it is.
All right.
There it is.
The Go Birds podcast, you can get wherever you get your podcast, hosted by Elliot Shore Parks and sometimes James Seltzer. Go Birds Daily comes out every single day. So subscribe in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you.
ESP.
We will continue the conversation with you, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we will check in on the baseball team, who is back in action tonight with the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. This is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.